Time now for your letters. A week for love letters. For our visit to the Romance Writers of America conference, I decided to try the opening of a romance story on my own. I titled it, His Bosom Heaved, The Tale of Chad Russo, a Rhodes Scholar from South Carolina, and Sarah Beyer Clemente, his glamorous and alluring supervisor in the IT department. I posted the opening on our weekend soapbox blog. The reviews were mixed. Allison Hensley wrote, "Oh my, I don't know many women, actually none, who would like their legs referred to as two great towering sequoias. And men don't have bosoms, silly, they have chests." Well, our reference librarian, Mary Glendinning, who usually gets much more mundane questions than this, reports that the Oxford English Dictionary definition of bosom begins by making no gender distinction, and that the Bible speaks of Abraham, Moses, and King David as all having bosoms. If they can have them, well, I won't finish that thought. And there was this note from Ron Douglas of Henderson, Nevada.
The hot morning sun cast its pale yellow and unforgiving glare across the great Mojave Desert, and it was not yet even 8 in the morning. I was working the first cup of coffee, enjoying the cool air conditioning, when I heard his voice, smooth as warm chocolate and soothing as a mother's embrace. He spoke of his passion, of his desires, and of his secreted foray into the steamy and sensual world of forbidden love. This is not the first time, nor will it be the last, when I am carried away to lofty heights in the vehicle that is his persona.
Whew! Also, a number of letters about Clyde and Betty Jackson, the 70-year-old high school sweethearts reliving their honeymoon trip to Daytona Beach, Florida, in their restored 56 T-Bird. Bill Bradley of the Plains, Virginia, wrote, "I really choked up when Clyde sang a few lines of their song. I was reminded so much of my parents, B.C. and Tom. They also had a 56 T-Bird, and their signature song was Irving Berlin's Dancing Cheek to Cheek. For 52 years, they supported and complimented each other as parents, golf partners, horseback riding, and traveling companions. But it was on the dance floor that I will always remember them, gracefully as one, B.C. easily following his lead, dancing to their song."
And I seem to find the happiness I seek when we're out together dancing cheek to cheek.
We love your letters. Go to npr.org, click on Contact Us, and please remember to tell us where you live and how to pronounce your name. If you want to reach us on Twitter, my name there is NPR Scott Simon, all one word, and you can tweet our editors and producers at NPR Weekend.
When we're out together dancing cheek to cheek.
This is NPR News.